on the air at News Radio 1070 WKOK and online at WKOK.com. This is WKOK Sunrise.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Super glad to see you on the radio. I'm Mark Lawrence. Mr. Rob Center is our fabulous producer, so we appreciate all his help and hard work. He'll make sure the podcast is posted the moment our interview is completed here, so we always appreciate that. On the news line with us now, we're going to meet a gubernatorial candidate, Dr. N.J. Zamos, on the line. He's from the Poconos. If you follow health care and some of the cardiac developments that we've had in recent years, you might have heard that name. He pops up from time to time around here. Well, really, probably around the world. Dr. Zama, have they heard of you around the whole world yet because some of the heart surgeries and your treatments and so on?
Yeah, well, you know, I've spent the past few decades not only working here in Pennsylvania where I've operated on thousands, but I travel the world doing medical humanitarian work, as you know, and I used to bring some of those children when I worked at Guthrie Clinic and many other places to do their surgeries in America for free. So I've been in that business for a while.
Well, I'm a fan of the Pocono record, so I look at that from time to time. And honestly, your name pops up regularly, not so much because you went anywhere, but because somebody from the other side of the globe comes here, you know, to get treatment. I think you waive some of the fees and that kind of thing when that happens.
Oh yeah, well, we live in the greatest country in the world. We have resources that are not available in most places in the world, and it's always really an honor and a privilege. And it's not just about me; it's the team that we have here and the great Americans, people of Pennsylvania, that welcome these people from around the world who come here. And some of them are, you know, very powerful political leaders. We've had ministers of health, even in some countries, come here for their surgeries. And in the final analysis, it bodes well for not just the patient, for all of us, humanity, because we're interconnected. Our lives are.
Well, and I'm sure that may be part of your mission statement, this idea that this zeal and the mindset you bring to healthcare is going to convert to the governor's mansion in a positive way. So tell us about your candidacy for Pennsylvania governor.
So, yes. And as you stated, I live in the Poconos. I'm running for governor to lead the charge to fight for a better future for our children. And what really got that started is I was born in a little grass hut village in Africa, and at age 10, I stood by my 30-year-old mother as she bled to death after childbirth, and then I decided to be a doctor. And a few years later, I graduated from secondary school, and with $20, I arrived in America, the great land of opportunity, worked hard, as most people do, and suffered and eventually earned my bachelor's, went on to get a PhD in chemistry and a master's from Harvard, and completed my surgical training at the Cleveland Clinic in Harvard. I've spent the past 25 years working here, worked at the Guthrie Clinic, the Poconos in Philadelphia, doing medical and humanitarian work, as we've talked about, around the world, supporting and building schools for the poor and orphans, and doing a robust mentoring program. Now, I've looked at what's been happening in our state, and I says, well, Pennsylvania is really sick, and it's getting sicker. You know, our Constitution is under assault. I support the Second Amendment, support our law enforcement, and support life. And we're spending so much time supporting illegal immigration and providing sanctuaries while our veterans and our elderly are sleeping on their bridges. So how could I stand by? So I'm running to serve the people in Pennsylvania at the highest level of excellence. And our state is really moving in the wrong direction. There's a lot of important work that needs to be done. And many of us were falling asleep at the wheel. First up, our children are not getting the education they deserve, and they will not be able to survive in a highly competitive world. We need to fix our curriculum problem. And as governor, I will continue to support school choice. Parents need skin in the game. My parents, poor illiterate farmers, knew this. They had skin in the game, and they picked a place for me to go to school. I will promote vocational education and make it available statewide, and I will ban the teaching of critical race theory to our innocent children. We don't need a divided society. Academics are extremely important. However, too often, we have sidestepped another critical problem affecting the lives of our children. As I look across the state and I see one of the most common causes of death among our children now is mental health. Under my leadership, mental health resources will be available in schools to our children. We live in an increasingly complex world, my brother, and maladjustment problems hamper the growth and the development of our precious young ones. The future of our children is the future of Pennsylvania, the future of America, and where America goes, the world goes. So it's important for the future of the world. It must be our priority. Another platform that I'm running on is health. We will not have any dictatorial mandates under my leadership because they're not scientifically based. We know that. But there are people who continue to promote it, and the intent really is to destroy this state. I'm going to establish a pandemic and preventive medicine council, and with branches in every county, and provide this way we can anticipate the next pandemic and address it, because there will be one. There are about 25 viruses waiting to enter. And also, preventive medicine is more powerful than pills, scalpels, and shots. We will make this the healthiest state in the union. Not only that, I think our elderly and veterans need financial relief for prescription drugs. You know, as a doctor, I get really the honor and privilege to see people holistically. When you see somebody with illness, you really see the entire life, their families, their children, and the problems. I will also support our doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals in this great state and make sure that they can do their work the way they know best without feeling muzzled by our leaders. It's extremely important. And also, most importantly, our businesses and agriculture have been suffering for too long. I'm going to reduce taxes, eliminate unnecessary regulations and bureaucracy. We can't compete in the world. Gone are the days of provincial thinking. We have to open new markets overseas to rev up domestic production. I speak six languages, and God has given me an opportunity to travel the world, do surgery, do missionary work, and learn a lot about the world that we live in. There's a lot of opportunities overseas that can help our domestic production. There'll never be business shutdowns in a pandemic under my leadership. And also energy. You and I live in Pennsylvania. We have tremendous energy resources here. I will support the exploitation of those resources and open domestic and international markets for our energy resources. However, also, I think we need to promote research on renewable energy to make Pennsylvania number one in this area as we prepare for the future. But the windmills are not ready to run our massive industries now, so let's not fool ourselves. We're not ready to make that transition completely. I will promote drug treatment resources for our people. Too many are dying in Pennsylvania. We're top of the list in the country. It's horrible. It's really heartbreaking. And finally, we have so much social disunity. I want to be the governor that promotes racial unity and focus on what unites us and the agenda for common goal and common good. We're all woven in the same fabric of life, my brother. What affects one affects all. There's but one planet, and we're all going to die someday. So let's not waste time promoting hate, promoting theories that divide us. It's better for us to promote love. And nothing is impossible if we band together. And there's an old African saying that says, together we travel farther. Therefore, since our state is sick, we have to count on each other to make it better. And I think we will travel farther and make Pennsylvania a shining beacon light of hope for all. Nothing is impossible. I sit here today in the Poconos because I believe that. For a little kid from a grass hut who has come to America with $20, graduating from Harvard, this great land of opportunity, there's no country like it. I'm not somebody who's been a believer who embraces impossible.
Would you work to get rid of the vaccine mandates that we do have, in measles, mumps, rubella, smallpox, all those? Would you work to get rid of those vaccine mandates? Kids can't go to school unless they get vaccinated as it is.
Well, the thing is, a lot of those diseases we have eliminated from the world. And so sometimes you question yourself, and doctors do, why do we still vaccinate kids? But we speak specifically for what's going on now as far as, because what's triggered this thinking is the COVID virus. My brother, the data shows, medical data, clinical data, that COVID mortality is not as much an issue in children. Now, mark this. Every person's death, every child's death diminishes all of us because we're responsible for them. But really, what are we forcing kids to wear masks and get vaccinated for something that does not have such a significant impact on them?
Okay.
And the risk of doing that is greater. Our
right.
children have been sequestered in houses, quarantined, shut down, not allowed to play with their friends. They're depressed, they're dying. And when you look at the risks and benefits, like any medical decision you make, I think they've made the wrong decision trying to push these vaccines on our children and try to push mask mandates.
Okay, so you would advocate for getting rid of the vaccine mandates for measles, mumps, rubella, smallpox, all of those. You'd work to get rid of them.
Well, that's something that I would have to look at critically. Like I say, I speak specifically now for the COVID. And I would have to convene, when I talk about the Pandemic and Preventive Medicine Council, those are some of the issues that we will decide. And all the decisions will have to be in the best interest of our people, of our children in particular.
All right, one more quick question. We just have a minute left. How would you work with the legislature as governor? You're not the grand supreme ruler of Pennsylvania. You are going to work with the legislature to accomplish all these goals. You got a minute. How could you make that happen?
Well, it's the common good and the common agenda. All my life, I've had no problems working with people. If anything, I believe in high-performance teams. We have great men and women in the legislature. I will have no problem discussing with them about issues that concern our people and working to reach a common agenda to what's in the best interest of our people.
All right,
my personality. It's my personality and my philosophical bent.
All right, fantastic. Well, thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate hearing from you. We hope to hear from you again. We'll stay in touch. Thank you, Dr. N.J. Zama.
I love you, and thanks to everybody, and we look forward to chatting with you again.
All right, appreciate it, Doctor. Dr. N.J. Zama, a Republican candidate for Pennsylvania governor, as he mentioned, lives in the Poconos, up against some more familiar names who are in the race, the Bartos, Corman, Mastrianos, and Barlettas of the world. But he's there to tell you that a new way to lead Pennsylvania would be a better choice. You can get more information about him at Zama, Zama4PA.com.